And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And today we welcome back Deborah Margold, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. How's the summer doing for you, Debbie?
It is crazy busy. Imagine. You know, we thought that it would be time to catch our breath, but
no.
There's just too much great stuff. It's an embarrassment of riches. So, and I'm going to launch right in, if that's okay.
All yours.
And begin with the closing weekend of the International Hispanic Theater Festival. And there are four final productions on stages throughout the county that people really want to go out and see. Please, please forgive the complete distortion of the Spanish accent. I'll do my best, but it's not a language I studied. But tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday late afternoon, Teatro Avante, our very own company from Miami, is presenting Alguna Cosita Que Aliva El Sufrir, which translates, I can do the English better, A Little Something to Ease the Pain. And that'll be presented at the Carnival Studio Theater at the Adrian Arsch Center here in downtown. And then tonight as well, another Miami company, Adriana Barraza Black Box and Nubarte, is presenting Principe Azul, Prince Charming, at their location, which is 3100 Northwest 72nd Avenue. Also tonight through Sunday, Cuarto y Mitad Teatro, which is a company from Madrid, Spain, is presenting Escriba Su Nombre Aquí, Write Your Name Here, at the Onstage Black Box Theater at Miami-Dade County Auditorium in Little Havana. And also tonight through Sunday, Complot, which is from Montevideo, Uruguay, is presenting E Que Revienten Los Actores, which means to hell with the actors. And that is at the Quebec Theater, also in Little Havana. But kudos to Mario Ernesto Sanchez and Teatro Avante, and great celebrations of their 30th anniversary of the International Hispanic Theater Festival. Go see it before it wraps on Sunday.
Bravo.
Absolutely. Great season for them. Also, a couple of really cool things that I always love to talk about and want people to really understand that there are great opportunities to be artists in this community, even if you've never had the opportunity or picked up a brush or taken a dance class. There are so many great things and opportunities to engage directly in the arts, including tonight at the Wilsonian on Miami Beach. They have a great program called Sketching in the Galleries, where they invite the public in for free. It's free and open to sit in the galleries and sketch the works yourself. They'll pair you with a drawing instructor to guide you through and offer insights on drawing techniques. They give you drawing materials and gallery stools. And it's just a wonderful way to engage with work in probably a way you've never done before.
Mm.
And it's open to all ages and all levels of experience. The only caveat is kids under 14 have to be accompanied by an adult, and they provide instruction in both English and Spanish. So go be an artist for a night. It's a fun, wonderful way to engage with new work. And along those same lines, a little bit more experience required for this one, but tomorrow morning at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, the Chicago Repertory Ballet is presenting a free ballet masterclass. If you've ever wanted to train or dance with a professional company and never had that access, tomorrow is your day, free and open to the public. The only caveat there, two caveats rather, are that you need to have approximately 5 years of dance experience to really benefit the most from the class. And they ask that you please be age 11 or up. And that's tomorrow morning at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center at 10 a.m. This is another wonderful weekend of music and festivals. And tomorrow, Saturday, is the 5th annual Overtown Music and Arts Festival. That's in the Overtown Business District all along Northwest 3rd Avenue between 8th and 11th Streets. And it's, a free, wonderful, fun morning and afternoon of music, free to the general public. The musical lineup includes Emma, Bobby Valentino, Raheem Devon, Melanie Fiona, Glenn Jones, Deep Fried Punk Band, and dozens of others. I just can't get through the whole list. But it's a fun, wonderful day right here in the heart of Overtown, the Overtown Music and Arts Festival. Tomorrow down at the Deering Estate, it's their summer cabaret concert. This is the second in their series. These are those wonderful concerts that they do right inside the intimate setting of the historic Stonehouse Ballroom. And tomorrow night's concert features Leonard Rutledge, who is a Miami native and jazz vocalist. The gates open at 7 and the concert begins at 8, and that's at the Deering Estate in Cutler Bay. And then, as I mentioned, after they finish doing the masterclass, the Chicago Repertory Ballet is doing a glorious concert tomorrow night on stage at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. Curtain is at 8 p.m., and they are doing works choreographed by their incredible team of choreographers to music of Vivaldi. And that's tomorrow night at 8 p.m. This is also a Culture Shock program, so if you're a student ages 13 to 22, get a Culture Shock ticket for Chicago Repertory Ballet tomorrow night at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. On Sunday, back down at the Cultural Arts Center again, a really cool program, Classic Albums Live is doing the Beatles' Abbey Road. The Classic Albums Live takes the greatest albums and recreates them note for note, cut for cut, from beginning to end. And if you've ever wanted to hear and imagine yourself sitting in a recording studio with the Beatles as they were cutting Abbey Road, this is the way to do it. It's a really phenomenal way to hear music and to dig deep into beloved albums. So that's going to be Sunday, July 26th at 6 p.m. at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. On Monday night, if you've ever wanted to hear a play in its first professional reading, a new play is being presented at Little Haiti Cultural Arts Center called The Prey. It's an original work by South Florida playwright Gina Montet, and it is having its first public reading as part of the South Florida Theater League Summer Theater Fest Monday night at the Little Haiti Cultural Arts Center. I'll close with Community Arts Program's upcoming concert of Jason Marsalis Vibes Quartet. That's Thursday, July 30th at the Coral Gables Congregational Church. And then finally, there is a Family Fun Day at the Wilsonian, free for all families, and that's at Wilsonian on August 1st. Tons of fun activities.
Debbie, where do we go for more information?
To our website, miamidadearts.org, all one word, miamidadearts.org.
And we thank Deborah Margold, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs, for all of those listings. Great weekend to you, Debbie.
Thanks so much, Ed.
And we want to let you know that the Sunshine Jazz Concert Series presents the 6th annual South Florida Jazz Hall of Fame induction ceremony and concert this Sunday, July 26th. And it was founded by Ms. Alice Day, and it'll take place at the Miami Shores Country Club. Inductees include Jackie Davis, great musicians Jackie Davis, Monica Crosby, Bobby Thomas Jr., Simon Sauls, Arturo Sandoval, and a media personality, yours truly. We greatly appreciate that kind honor from Alice Day and the Sunshine Jazz Concert Series and SJO organization. That's this Sunday, July 26th from 6 to 9 p.m., Miami Shores Country Club, 10000 Biscayne Boulevard, Miami Shores. For more info, 554-1800 or 305-795-2360. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Bob Weinberg, Norman Van Aken, and Deborah Margold. Call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. Fax us your event information, 305-995-2221. Or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, Ed Bell saying bye-bye and joy.